Phil Kirkbride, Upper Lurco Everton reporter, and I'm with Everton editor Craig O'Keefe. We're in Burn. We're just sort of digesting the press conference. You know, sort of less than 24 hours before Everton's crunch last 32 tie against Young Boys, and just gathering our thoughts. And I mean, Greg, what did you think of the way Martinez has, at least in the press conference, has intimated that Everton are going to be positive, and he's not treating this as a two-legged affair, so to speak. And then the impression I got anyway was that Everton are going to be positive and go for the win.
I think they need to. I mean, we've spoken about this, haven't we, between you and I, and I don't think you're quite having my point on it, but the way I look at this game, and look, I know there's a little bit of hyperbole about it, but if Everton don't get a result here and then do the job at Goodison Park and progress, I can't help get past the feeling that the season effectively over. I think it's really, really important. From day one, he's put a massive amount of his, not his eggs in one basket, but a massive amount of importance on the Europa League. And as they've gone out of the domestic cups very early, and the league form's dropped off to the point now whereby any of our earlier ambitions and aims are redundant. I think it's huge, absolutely huge. So you've got to go for a result tomorrow. And then, you know, as James McCarthy said earlier, getting back to Goodison and get a result.
I mean, the thing is, the Young Boys have been they've been formidable at home. I mean, they've won all seven of their games in the Europa League. They've only lost twice in the league at home. So, and given the fact that it's the artificial pitch and all of the sort of uncertainty and you know, the fine margins that might come with it, as much as Everton have done everything they can in the time frame to sort of guard against it, do you think it's risky to go for it? I mean, when we're saying go for it, sort of in inverted commas, or do you think I'm saying is, does he go out in the Martinez Everton of last season, you know, fearless, or does he play the Martinez of the last 2 weeks where it's 4-3-3, or you know, and it's been the new generation dogs at war? I mean, what do you?
No, I think you'll see. Actually, I think you'll see. It's interesting you put it like that. A bit of both, but more like the Everton that went to Wolfsburg and got a result.
Yeah.
The Everton that went to Lille and got a result. Back then, it was quite refreshing to see them play that way, because we were thinking, actually, there's more than one dimension to the way he approaches football, despite what he says about his principles, which, you know, we're clearly very well enshrined, and it's all about possession and it's building from the back and dominating the game. We began to see during the early part of the group campaign, this is a manager who can counter-attack. This is a manager with more than one string to his bow, and I think he'll do the same tomorrow. I mean, obviously, Gareth Barry's going to play. We spoke about that, and
we think he will be there on
Sunday.
Yeah.
James McCarthy looks like he's going to play. We spoke to him today.
Yeah.
So there might be a 4-3-3, but I think it'll be a counter-attack and it'll set up, not quite trying to dominate from the start, but hit them when they overcommit.
That's the interesting thing. As much as this game itself is huge, as we've just said, but then there's Leicester on the horizon, and all that comes with that, and the fact that Martinez has said, given that playing on an artificial pitch requires longer periods of rest, and look, he said Baines is probably going to come back Sunday. Lennon, who can't play tomorrow night, will come in. Whether McGeady will be fit, probably not. Kone probably will be involved at some point, so he's got options there. But at the same time, you know, I mean, could you even foresee him going, right, I'm going to play 4-2-3-1 like I've done for most of my Everton reign, and not using a McCarthy or Besic, which seems sort of crazy, doesn't it? You wouldn't play one of them, but can you foresee that he's managing the game and his players to that extent where he does make a big omission, so to speak?
Well, I mean, if he was going to do that, and I know exactly what you mean, I would have thought it would have been McCarthy, given his recent history of hamstring problems. And we spoke about that with him, didn't we, earlier? And you know, he was keen to say that he was over those issues. You know, they changed things in training, and it wasn't a problem anymore. He's fit and daring to go. But you would think with soft tissue muscle injuries, would it be ideal to kind of risk players as important as him on that plastic pitch? In which case, if he was going to make an admission, I could see it being Jamesy more than, say, Mo Besic, who's, you know, touch wood, been fit as a fiddle, flying, no injury problems, and he's only a 22-year-old. So, having said that, I just don't know. I mean, I guess if he omitted James, he might play kind of Darren Gibson, who came on, didn't he, in Stamford Bridge. You know, looks like Martinez keeps saying how he's pleased to have him back. He's very much a periphery figure in the fans' eyes, I think, at this point.
Yeah.
But
interesting, because
he's spoken about the squad, hasn't he? And, you know, he's an experienced player. He's played in Europe.
No,
before.
He is. He's worrying that on that front though, because Gaffer spoke again today about how much of admiration he's got for young boys, and the fact that on this pitch, I think I get the sort of feeling that, you know, with the ball and zipping it around and the movement off it is a big asset to their game, and I think he might need legs, so to speak, in the midfield. So maybe Darren just coming back, you know, not fully fit, it might just be a game too soon.
It's a good shout, yeah, because if Everton are going to, now obviously, if I'm not saying that's how they'll approach, but if they do set up the counter attack, then they're going to have to be quite, you're right, they could be stretched, easily could be stretched on that plastic pitch.
Yeah, it's going to zip in it, probably. Yeah.
I mean, so in that sense, maybe someone who isn't, you know, 110% match fit, someone who hasn't played regular games like Darren, would be a bit of a too much of a risk.
Yeah.
So in that case, then it does say that, you know, Mo's going to play, I'd imagine, and James has played in the derby, played at Chelsea. So yeah.
I mean, just sort of moving a different area of the pitch. I mean, I think ahead of Tuesday night's under 21s game, I think I'd said to you, I fancy Kone to get a game on Thursday night.
We
you know,
both did, actually,
away
yeah,
from
yeah,
home.
Yeah, like
you know,
it,
he works his socks off. He'll run the channels. He'll put the effort in, and he's shown this season when he's fully fit, he'll do Everton a job. But obviously that's now not materialised. You know, Martinez is perhaps wisely, you know, given fears with the pitch and his sort of long term knee injury and the fear that he might flare up, left him at home and got an eye on Leicester, hasn't he? So obviously, you know, Rom starts, you know, leads the line again, and it's easy saying it, but obviously given what transpired on Thursday night, Friday, and the comments that came out, it's a huge game for him as well, isn't it? And I think, is it fair to say that he's got to, I mean, we've said it quite a few times in his Everton career, he's got to show why the club paid so much money for him and put the faith in him that they have done, and back his manager, given what he, you know, he might regret what he said, but he said it, unfortunately.
Well, two things bring to mind. The first thing was, if you cast your mind back to the glory days of about 6:30 or 7 a.m. this morning, when we'd already been up for a good hour, checking in at Manchester Airport, bumped into a bunch of Blues, and I'm the first talking point, the first thing that came over, introduced themselves, you know, knew we were from the Echo, and what they wanted to talk about was Lukaku.
Yeah.
And you know, that fellow was angry. He was absolutely fuming about Lukaku's comments, and I think that's quite a common sentiment. You know, he's been at best naive and misguided in saying what he said.
Yeah.
And then a second conversation just when we arrived at the stadium at Stade de Suisse, and one of the local journalists came over and he just wanted to double check, had Everton actually paid €33 million or £28 million sterling for Lukaku, and you know, confirmed that to him, and you know, he was surprised. Not, I don't think that was a comment on Lukaku's quality, but just that, you know, Everton spending such a big fee.
Yeah.
And that sort of encapsulates the debate, really. They paid a lot of money for him, they put an awful lot of stock in him for a young man.
Even in Switzerland, that counts as a lot of money.
Exactly, yeah. The fact that his form's been up and down, you forgive to an extent. We know there's a brilliant player in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
But he's put pressure on himself with these comments.
Yeah.
He's compounded that debate a little bit.
Yeah.
And to answer your question, he needs to deliver tomorrow big time.
Because I never make any apologies for sort of critiquing his performance with perhaps a little more scrutiny than I would somebody else, purely for the fact of what Everton had to fork out to bring him here. But as you say, the spotlight's even firmer on him now tomorrow night, leading the line in a crunch European tie, and Everton want to go as far as possible, and as you said, you know, if they go out, the momentum of the season dies. He has unfortunately brought that level of scrutiny back onto himself, hasn't he? So he's got to deliver, I guess.
He has, and then you just would hope that he will look at the young boys' defence and think, yeah, they've done really well, they're flying, they're unbeaten in quite some time, but he'll look at them and think, well, they haven't played a team like Everton, and maybe he'll back himself and say, they haven't played a striker like me. He loves getting the ball ahead of him and running onto the ball. The pitch would lend itself to that.
Yeah, true, good point.
Maybe
good point.
He's poised to cause mayhem and, you know, give them a hard time and put the smile back on Evertonians' faces, let's hope so.
Stuff. We'll catch up again before the game tomorrow. Thanks for listening.